So how does it feel to have the show in the States?
It feels terrific. I'm very excited to bring it to New York after we had such a fantastic reception in Edinburgh and London. And if I'm being completely honest, I was a little bit worried. I'm from Australia originally, so I was a little bit worried about how Americans would react to the show. But when we did it in Edinburgh, they actually loved it the most, and we had so many people encouraging us after coming up to us after the show and saying, oh, you should bring this to New York and get it into the New York Musical Theatre Festival. And so I'm really excited that we're finally here and able to show it in New York.
It's been a long time since Clinton's been president, but the United States is still fascinated with him. Why? Why do you think so?
I think that part of that is to do with Hillary, that even though Bill is finished as president, Hillary has been a senator, she's been Secretary of State, and they are such a pair together, and she very much supported him during his time, and now he's been supporting her. And I think that the defining characteristic of the Clintons is they are survivors, they persevere, and that is why they have still remained relevant and such big figures. And I think that Bill Clinton is still very much involved with politics and with his foundation, and he still does a lot of stuff in his big speech endorsing Barack Obama at the 2012 Democratic Convention. I think he's still very much involved. And I think just people have always been fascinated by Bill Clinton because he's just a very fascinating human being. I think it was Joe Klein, who was a journalist that followed Bill during his time in the White House, who said that people are interested in the messy humanity of him. And I think that's what people are interested in, that he's not completely perfect. He's like everyone else. He's a human being. He has flaws. And I think that's what endears him to people.